After weeks of stalemate, senators have reached agreement to temporarily raise the U.S. government's debt ceiling, averting a possible economic crisis for now. For more on all this, I'm joined by our congressional correspondent, Lisa Desjardins. Lisa, what a week.
Yes.
So is this deal finally done? Have they averted the crisis?
The deal is done. The Senate needs to vote. We expect that vote tonight to pass this deal. All day long, there was complications even over the timing of voting on this deal. But yes, it does look like we will avert this debt ceiling crisis. I want to talk about what's in this deal specifically. It's a dollar figure. The Senate will vote tonight to increase the debt ceiling by $480 billion. That just sounds like funny money to most of us. What does it mean? It means that the debt ceiling will likely be lifted at least until December 3rd. But because the Treasury does have some extraordinary measures, as they're called, that they can use, there's some wiggle room there. It may be past December 3rd, before, after. Basically, this buys about 2 months of time for the Congress to act again and figure out, hopefully, a more permanent solution here. Now, the timing is important because the Republicans say they offered this deal to allow Democrats enough time to go through the full reconciliation process, which is that 50-vote process. That's how Republicans want this done. Democrats again say they don't want to do it that way, so that problem still exists, and we will probably be talking about it more in a month and a half.
And as you've been telling us, Lisa, this whole thing is as much about strategy, about politics, as it is about the policy here, which is important. What are we learning this week about the dynamics of this very closely divided Senate?
What a fascinating week. Up until now, Mitch McConnell was really seen as the master of this modern Senate, but it was Chuck Schumer who was able to stare him down this week, and Mitch McConnell was backing down. As I said, Republicans and McConnell allies, they present what happened this way. They say McConnell called Schumer's bluff. He's offering more time to Schumer to do this reconciliation process, see if he actually takes it or not. However, there are Republicans who are not firm allies of Mitch McConnell who say something else. One of those, our former president. And President Trump wrote last night this statement as this deal was coming together that's notable. He wrote, Mitch McConnell is folding to the Democrats. Sure enough, Judy, I talked to Republican senators today who openly said, we do feel that Mitch McConnell may have been caving. So this is an issue on both sides for Mitch McConnell as he tries to keep members together for the next larger confrontation ahead.
Interesting to see the split in the GOP ranks. So, Lisa, I always end up asking you this question, what's next?
Well, first of all, we have to pass the bill tonight. That's expected. Then the House has to come back into session to deal with it. Then let's talk about the calendar ahead. It is busy. First of all, now these deadlines that are set up, October 31st, Jude, Highway Trust Fund expires. That extension was just passed last week. Then December 3rd, we have two deadlines. Government funding runs out. That's the shutdown we were talking about a week ago. That didn't happen, but December is the next deadline, and December 3rd is about when we think the debt ceiling will be reached. And on top of all of this, Democrats are trying to pass what would be the largest single spending bill in American history, the Build Back Better Act. So it is an important, pivotal, and very intense time.
And a very full plate.
Yes.
Lisa Desjardins, thank you.
You're welcome.